halacher is emes, then if the father dies, halacher is lo yirushenu, the son cannot yarshen it. So Ran speaks out, it doesn't mean the Yerusha is not chal. Now that's midiraisa, when the father dies, the son takes it over. It just means that the Yisra Neder is still there, that the son can't have any enjoyment from it. It's his, but he's not allowed to have any enjoyment from it. So you see clearly, if the father says, when he's alive, that he wants his property to be yasa to his son, even after he dies, and when he dies, the property doesn't belong to him anymore, still the Yisra Neder is chal. So we see, when the Neder starts, if it belonged to you at that time, like you make this chayfetz hegdish now for this person, for this Reuven. So Reuven is never allowed to have enjoyment from this property. So it's a kashon of Yechanan. How could they say that if the person made the Yisra Neder on the sixth year, when the fruits belonged to him, he said these fruits are also on Shimon. So how could they say the next year on Shemitah, when it comes to seventh year, true, the fruits don't belong to Reuven anymore, but so what? Since Reuven already made the Yisra Neder when the fruits belong to him, so how could it be that the Neder goes off? So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yechon, like how could he argue on this Mishnah? Sumer says, I'll tell you the difference. Shani hocho tikomalei b'chayev uvamaisai. I'll tell you, maybe here it's a little bit different. Since here the father said clearly to his son that I want to make my property also to you, even after he dies, so if you speak out maybe clearly that I want it to be also even later, maybe then it is chal. So maybe it won't be such a bikashan of Yechonah Mishlokish. But if you don't speak out clearly, maybe then we say, all you mean to ask him is only calls the man something belongs to you. Like here, if you made the Yisra Neder on the sixth year, maybe you only meant to say Shimon can't have enjoyment from your fruits, calls the man you own it. But maybe when it comes to seventh year, that the fruits are hefker, maybe then you do not mean to make it also. So from the Mishnah, there wouldn't be a big kasha in the Yechon and Mishlokish. The Gemara says, Mikomokom kasha, but we have the other kasha we asked. Like if a Yechon and Mishlokish means to say this, so why did he have to only say Nichsei? Why did he say Loshen? We spoke out clearly. His property, he should have said Stam. When a person says that this property should be Yasser on Shimon, the Locher is the property is only Yasser, calls the man, Reuven owns it. But when Reuven doesn't own it anymore, when it becomes Shemitah, it should be Mutter. So why did Rabbi Yechon have to say Davka Nichsei? That's the Lakasha. So Mark comes out like this, Ella the Teretz is like this, the Maskonim. I tell you, Benachosin Elu, if Reuven just would have woken up one day in the sixth year and said, this property, he means his own property, but it doesn't say his name. He just says, this property, this orchard here, is also to you, Shimon. I don't want you, Shimon, to be able to have any enjoyment from my orchard. So if he wouldn't have mentioned his name, he just said, Benachosin Elu, I tell you then true, Kuli Yamaloi Pligi, everybody doesn't argue that in such a case, the Yitz and Neder, once it's Chal, it stays. It stays even on Shemitah also. Even on Shemitah, you're not allowed to have enjoyment from his fruits. Even though the fruits don't belong to Reuven anymore, the fruits are Hefker, but since the Neder was already Chal before, the Neder still stays. Keep pligi, where there are machlokes, I tell you, the Nichsi. Only when the person Reuven, when he made the Neder, he stuck in that it belongs to him. He said, listen, Shimon, I'm making a list of Neder now that you can't have any enjoyment from my property. Nichsai, my property are also on you. Here's the machlekes. That's Rav Shmuel Savri, Loishin on the Chosim Elu, Loishin on Nichsai Odom. Oyser, Rav Shmuel says, doesn't make a difference how you say the Loishin. Whether you say Nichosim Elu, or whether you say Nichsai. Whether you say like my Nechosim, even if you speak out, your Nechosim, still Adam Eiser. Or the Chiddush this way is, even if you just said Nechosim Elu, you said Nechosim Stam, in both places you mean to, both cases, whether Stam the Nechosim, or even if you still, I mean even if you said Nichsai, my Nechosim should be Yosef to you, still, since you made the Neder on the sixth year, and the sixth year the Neder is Chal, it's Chal Yerlam. Even next year on Shemitah, still he's not allowed to eat the fruits. That's what Rav and Shmuel says. Since at the time when you made the Neder, it belonged to you, the Neder stays loyalim. For Rav Yechon and Rav Shlok Asar, where they say there's a difference. Nechosim Elu. I guess it shouldn't be. Nechosim Elu is Adam Eiser. True. If he would have just said a general Lashon, this orchard is Asar on you, Shimon, then it's Asar for Shimon to have enjoyment from the fruits, even on Shemitah. But nichsai, when the person speaks that clearly, when he made his neder, he said, like, my nechasim, my orchard is also to you, then the svar is ain't other meiser. Then the svar is, you don't need to make it also on Shimon when it doesn't belong to you. So since you made the neder on the sixth year, so true, the whole sixth year, Shimon can't eat the fruits. But when it comes Shemitah, the seventh year, since then the fruits don't belong to you, then Shimon is allowed to eat the fruits. Fred Gemara Mikulaman de Yama, Loishna on the Chosim Elu, for Loishna on the Chosai. Like, how could that be Pshat and Rav and Shmuel? Is there any man de Yama that doesn't make a difference? Like, for sure, there has to be some difference. For your Tanan, we learned the Mishnah later. Ha'im alechaveru, somebody says to his friend, Koinein l'toich beisecha, Shene nichnas, I'm making an issa neder that your house is also to me. You can make a neder like that, even though the house doesn't belong to you, but since the neder pertains to yourself, you can make the neder upon yourself. So you said, like, your friend's house is like also for me to go in there. Or else the person said, Sotcho sheni lakeach. I'm making an issa neder that your field I can't buy. But since he said, Loshin, Beisecho, your house, or your field, then the locher is mace. Let's say that person dies, or else that person sells it to somebody else, mutter, then you're allowed to go into the house. Then you're allowed to buy the field. Because she said clearly, it's an error, I can't go into Reuven's house. I can't buy Reuven's field. So since he said like his, you only meant to make it usher, close the mind that belongs to him. But if the guy dies and the son take over, or he sells it, then you're allowed to buy it or go in there. What about somebody says tam lebayis ze sheni nichnas? Somebody goes over to a house and says, "This house, I'm making a neder now that I can't go into you. You're usher to me." Rosh, you go to a field and you say tam sodizu sheni lakech. You go to fields. This field, I'm not going to be able to buy, or else I can't go into this field. Then the locher is mace. Let's say the owner dies, or shemachu liacher, he sells it to somebody else. Usher. It's still us of you to buy that field or to go into the house. Because you did not say it's Shimon's field, it's Shimon's field house. You stam spoke to the house like into the fields. So you see clearly there's a difference. If you say the person, then you only mean calls him out, he owns it. But if you say stam, the house or the field, then it's also Yerlum. So how could he say that Rav and Shmuel says, even when the person said, Nechosim Elu, just this orchard should be us to you, that it, that's good. Even when he said nichsai, when he said my orchard is also to you, how can you tell me they're going to say that when it comes Shemitah, it's still also? Here the Mishnah says, when you mention yours, it's only yours to cause the man that belongs to you. Like when you mention the owner's name, like it's the owner's property, then it's only yours to cause the man that belongs to him. So how could you tell me now that Rav and Shmuel holds? If you say on the sixth year, nechosai, my property should be also to you, how could you say then that on the seventh year, when the fruits become efker, still it's also? Since he said clearly my fruits, he only meant to make it also to him, calls them on the fruits belong to you. But when it comes to seventh year, it should be mutter. So the maskana is like this. Elo kiamri Rabbi Yechner Resh Lakish v'nechosai. When does Rabbi Yechon Resh Lakish say that when it becomes Shemitah, it's mutter for that person to eat the fruits, to stand outside his property and pull off the fruits? That's if you said a Lashon Nechosai. When a person starts off on the sixth year and says, listen, my friend Shimon, my property, Nechosai, my property is also to you, you can't have enjoyment from it, then it's only us that calls the man that belongs to you. But when it becomes Shemitah, the seventh year, that the fruits, a hefka, doesn't belong to you, then he's allowed to eat from the fruits. And Varav and Shmuel, what are they talking about? B'nechosim elu v'lei pligi. They'll tell you there's no machlekes here. Like one says one, one's talking about one case, and one's talking about another case. When does Rav and Shmuel say that when you make the issa neder before Shemitah, that it still applies even on Shemitah? If on the sixth year you didn't say, my property should be us on him, you just said to your friend Shimon, this orchard is us to you. So if you say generally, this orchard is us to you, you meant to say then, this orchard should always be us to you. And that's what we had the Mishnah before. If a person means clearly that I want my property to be us to you, even after the person dies, or even after he sells it to somebody else, still it's us. So we're coming out, no, really there's no machlokes, Rabbi Yechon and Rav and Shmuel in the Mishnah. So it just depends what type of a Lashon you said. If you said a general Lashon, this orchard should be us of him, so that it's us of Lielam. Even later when it becomes Shemitah and the fruits become Hefker, so what? Since on the sixth year when the nether was Chal, that orchard belonged to you, and you said a Lashon, this orchard should be Osir on Shimon, so the orchard is always Osir on Shimon. Shimon can never eat from the fruits, even if the fruits don't belong to Reuben anymore. That's what Rav and Shmuel meant. And that the Rav Yechon Mishlokes says no, that on Shemitah you're allowed to eat from the fruits. That's only when you said Nechosai, you said my property should be Osir to you. Then it's only Yosef calls the man that belongs to you. But when it comes Shemitah, the fruits of Hefker, then he's allowed to eat the fruits. So it comes out, there's no machlekes. Then the Mishnah says, though, v'shvius and the year of the Tersadeil, that everybody holds, that on Shemitah, it can't come down to your fields. So Mora says, Maishna the Yochum and Anoitois, how come we're saying he's allowed to eat from the fruits? Because if he stands outside the property, he's allowed to eat from the fruits. Now this could even go if you made the nether on Shemitah itself. If you made the nether on Shemitah itself, so we say the nether does not apply to the fruits, because the fruits don't belong to you. But the property still belongs to you, therefore the person is not allowed to walk into your fields. So we say though, but if he stands outside the fields, and can pick off the fruits that are sticking out, he's allowed to eat. So Maishna diyechem in anoitis. How can you tell him he's allowed to eat from the fruits? Hanging over the peri the hefkera inun, because the hefkera thicker fruits. The fruits don't belong to you. For the Gemara, Arya Nami Afkara, the land is also Hefka. So Rambam learns like this: Kolaymar Lelekita Sateris VeLoma Yoyora LeToicha Luka Pereser. Interesting. The land itself really still belongs to you on Shemitah. But when the Torah is said on the seventh year, everybody's allowed to eat the fruits. The Torah didn't mean like you have to stay on the outsider's property to take a fishing rod and fish the fruits out. The Torah gave you a heter to walk into his property and take out the fruits. So on Shemitah itself, to walk into somebody's property, you have a right to. Even though the property still belongs to him, but that's part of the heter HaTorah. On the seventh year, you're allowed to walk into his fields. So how come our Mishnah says, if the person makes a nether on Shemitah itself, on the seventh year you say your property is also on your friend Shimon, so what comes out, the fruits are mutter to Shimon. Now, the Mishnah says, though, but still Shimon can't walk into your property. They could only eat the fruits that are sticking out outside. The question is why? He should be able to walk into your property also. Because that's chus, that's right to walk into your property, the Torah said a tefka. The Torah gave everybody permission to come into your field. So it's interesting. Even though the field still belongs to you, like nobody can steal it from you, but just this rights that you have to stop people from coming in, you don't have on Shemitah. On Shemitah, the Torah made it feel like Hefker, that people have a right to walk in there to take the fruits. So if so, it should be mutter for this person, Shimon, even to walk into the field also to take off the fruits. So how come a Mishnah says, no, that much you can't do. You're only allowed to stand outside and take the fruits off outside. Why can't you go in? So Mishnah says, Omer Ula, B'yayimdim ilonos ala gvulim. Talking about the trees are standing on the gvul, on the boundaries. So then the pshat is, you have no heter to walk into his fields. The Torah only gave you a heter to walk into his fields to be able to get the fruits. But let's say all the fruits are standing by the boundary. So you could stand outside and pull off the fruits. So then, just for your enjoyment to walk into the fields, that you have no right. Now let's say a guy has a field and there's no fruits there. So pshat, you can't walk in there. The Torah only gave you a heter to walk in there to take the fruits. So here we're saying, we're talking about our Mishnah, that all the fruits are on the boundary. So therefore you don't have to walk into his fields, therefore there's no heter. And if Shimon ben Alikim Omar, that gzera shem yishor ba'amida. It's gzera midirabonin, that even though true midiraisi, you're allowed to walk into his fields to pull off the fruits, but we're afraid once you walk in there, you may stay there a little bit longer. Now for staying there longer, that you have no heter. That lemaisi, you're having enjoyment from his fields, because the field does belong to him. The Torah only gave you a heter to walk in there to pull off the fruits. But once you get the fruits, like now you really have to go right out. So normally we say you could stay there, because most probably the Bailam doesn't care. But if the Bailam made an issa neder that you can't have enjoyment from me, so then you're not allowed to stay in his fields after you pulled off the fruits. So even though really you should be allowed to walk into the middle of his fields to pull off the fruits, it's exerim of the Rabbanan, maybe the person would stay there a little bit too long. To say the Mishnah, Hamudur Hano Mechaveru, if somebody makes nitsa neder from his friend, is lo yashilenu. You're not allowed to lend him anything for lo yishum imenu. You can't borrow from him. It goes both ways. Even though you made the neder, not that, whichever way, you can't have enjoyment from him, you can't borrow either way. The same thing, lo yilvenu v'lo yilva mimenu. You can't lend him money, and he can't lend you money. V'lo yimcha loy v'lo yikach mimenu. You can't sell to him, and you can't buy from him. And you're making this and that, the one from the other, that you can't have enjoyment from your friend. So see in the Gemara, why does Nisar, it goes both ways. That you can't lend to one another, you can't buy from one another, and you can't borrow money from one another. Membeis, we'll start. The mission that membeis or membeis on the bottom. The Mishnah says, Hamudur hano mechaveroi. If somebody has an iser hano, that he's not allowed to have any enjoyment from his friend. Hamudur means the person that has the iser. Like if Reuven made an eder that his friend Shimon is not allowed to have any enjoyment from him. So Shimon is called the mudur. Shimon is the one that can't have any enjoyment from Reuven. So in such a case it says, lo yashilenu, you're not allowed to lend him anything. That Shimon is not allowed to lend anything to Reuven. Which is really a question, why not? It's only that Shimon is not allowed to have enjoyment from Reuven. But Reuven is allowed to have enjoyment from Shimon. So we'll have to see in the Gemara why. But it says in such a case, this person, Shimon, is lo yashilenu, he's not allowed to lend him something. And v'lo yishavimenu, he can't lend something back from him. That's good. Shimon is not allowed to lend anything from Reuven, because Shimon is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Reuven. The same thing, lo yilvenu. You're not allowed to borrow money from him. Lo yilvenu, or you can't, not lo yilvenu means you can't lend him money. Again, Shimon is not allowed to lend money to Reuven. For lo yilvenimenu, you can't borrow money back from him. So that Shimon can't borrow money, that's good. Shimon is not allowed to have any enjoyment from Reuven, so it's good why he's not allowed to borrow money from a Shimon. But the first part is still a kasha. How come Shimon is not allowed to borrow money from Reuven? Like Shimon is allowed to have enjoyment from Reuven. So we'll see in the Gemara why. The same thing, Layim Chaloi, you're not allowed to sell anything to him, so Shimon cannot sell anything to Reuven, and V'layikach Mimenu, you can't buy anything back. So the Yisra applies both ways. Even though Piposha the Mishnah means, even though one person, let's say just Reuven, he's the one that's not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon, still the Mishnah says the Yisra goes both ways. That one cannot borrow, one cannot lend, one cannot borrow money, you can't lend money. And one cannot sell, one cannot buy. So the Yisra really goes both ways. So the question is why?